Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab your favorite beverage, sit back and relax so we can hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. Can we start off the show by introducing ourselves? And normally DC Love goes first, but DC Love is not here, and I don't know where she is, so I will tell you about me. I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a speaker, an author, and a radio show host and a spiritual healer. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged. You can learn more about DC Love or about me by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of the page and you'll find Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to her website, so that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you've been looking for. Okay, so we would normally now have DC tell us the messages that she has. She's not on the phone or on the studio line. So I will go ahead and give you the message that I am getting from Jesus right now. And here we go. Beloved ones, we want you to listen to your own hearts, to trust your inner guidance. You really are getting answers to every question that you ever ask. Sometimes it may take a while, but you do get the answers. And if you really think about it, think about the questions that you've asked throughout your life. Haven't you always gotten some kind of answer? We know that for those who do not have that strong connection that actually hear their guidance, it's more difficult for you to fully accept that you are getting answers, but you are. We are always here for you. We are always providing you with what you have asked for, and that will never change. You are never ever having to go through things alone. And that will never change. You are loved. You are valued. You are valued more than you have ever valued yourself. And that will also never change. We want you to know that you are important to us. That you are important simply because you exist. And that there's nothing you have to do to prove it. Our love for you is unconditional. Totally unconditional. You are loved. You are valued. Know this. Accept this. Allow your life to be more. Because that is who you already are. We love you. And we will always, always answer your questions. Open up to trusting. Trusting in your intuition, your gut, your guidance, whatever name you want to give it. Open up to trusting that the Creator is here for you. We are one. You are loved. Okay, that was the message that he wanted to share with us. And I guess I've come to the part where people who have questions, if you call in and press the number one, that lovely symbol will appear on my studio board. The chat room is open, so if you are in the chat room and you have a question and you've logged in, you can go ahead and type it. And I have no idea what happened to DC. So we will go to the caller from area code 229. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Miss Barbara. Good morning. This is Melvin.
Hello, Melvin. How are you today?
A little stressed out. Well, I have a little cold, but I guess I'll be okay.
Well, good. So what's going on?
I just wanted to ask you about, I have most of the money to pay my rent and my utilities, but I'm still kind of short. And I just want to know, do you see me, I mean, it's got to be today or tomorrow, do you see me getting that taken care of?
Not as long as you are worried and stressed, because then you're actually pushing it away from you. It's a matter of changing your energy, the energy that you are sending out to the world.
Well, I mean,
I'm hearing you.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, well, I mean, I keep saying to myself, it's going to happen. I'm going to get it paid out, my rent and my utilities, because basically I already told my landlord that I'm having to receive a settlement from my injuries, and it may come, I think, maybe next week, but I want to get her and my utilities out of the way before that comes. It's a nice piece of settlement.
I understand that. But you have a worry energy around you. You know, you're worrying about, can you do this? Will this happen? Will things flow the way they're meant to flow? What's going to happen to prevent this from happening? It's like you're waiting for the monkey wrench to get stuck in the works and screw everything up. Because that's happened so many times before. And you need to let go of that energy, because that energy actually keeps things from flowing. So if things are getting stuck in the works, it's you that's putting them there. Your guidance wants you to understand that. What you are thinking, what you are focusing on, has an enormous impact on your life. So they really want you to just let it go.
Yeah. Okay.
Part of what we are creating in every moment is what we are experiencing in that moment and what we are creating that we are going to experience in the next moment. So when we are in the flow of love, the flow of acceptance of everything's going to work out perfectly, when we are in that flow, then everything can work out perfectly, because that is what we believe, that is what we are creating, that is what we are sending out into the world. When you are in the flow of something's going to happen to screw this up, I'm not going to be able to do this, oh my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to be able to do this, this isn't going to work, then you are creating that energy in your life. That is not what you want to create in your life. You want your life to actually flow, to have whatever it is that you desire to come into your life easily, and to just know that that's true. And the more you stay in that energy of knowing that that is true, the more you're opening up to letting it be true. It doesn't matter if it's true for anybody else. We're just talking about you.
Right.
You are the one who determines, you know, what you are experiencing. So let go of the worry. Let go of the doubt. Let yourself trust. Because, you know, that's what Jesus talked about before. Opening up to trust. Knowing that you are loved. And that everything will work out fine.
Okay.
So that's what they wanted to tell you.
Okay.
How do you feel about all that? Your energy's shifting a little bit, so I know you're taking it in.
yes, ma'am. I feel better. I mean, I was thinking about, you know, what if and all this and that. My thing is, I want to be able to make the right decision where if I can go and just tell my landlord, she already knows that the money is coming, but it's, and with my settlement, and I will be fine. But I think I need to pay my, I don't want to sit in the cold weather. So I'm like, okay, which one to, that's probably why I worried a little bit, like which one to pay first. Should I just go and pay my utilities and deal with my landlord later, or pay my rent and deal with my utilities later, and they will cut you off?
Yeah.
But I seem like I may have a better chance in paying my utilities and tell my landlord I'm short. And see what she says about that, because she has helped me out in the past, but I think she's getting kind of tired of it.
Well, it sounds like the utilities are the thing that you should go ahead and take care of, because, you know, they're not going to listen to anything else. They just want you to pay your bill. And pay as much of the rent as you can. So then she knows, you know, that you are coming forth with the rest as soon as that settlement gets in. And you know,
right.
She's been very patient and tolerant with you. So knowing that this would be the last time.
Right.
That's what feels like the best choice.
But do you,
but
do
you
already
knew that.
Oh. I knew it, but I just wanted to hear from someone else.
You didn't quite trust yourself. Okay. Now do
yeah,
I see
just,
what?
A second opinion, Ms. Bob. Yeah, I knew it. I just wanted to hear, like, okay, now, she did it before, why she gonna stop? Because she already know I'm getting a big settlement. Why she wanted to go up to the office and file conviction notice, and she know that I'm gonna have big money, and she already said, oh, you're gonna move after you get your, you know, your settlement. And I said, well, I wasn't planning on to, but not right. I'm going to move, but not right now.
Right.
Because my other attorney is trying to get me get my disability started.
So good.
Ma'am?
I said, that's good.
Oh, yeah, because I'm not able to do most of the physical work until I just start going to better physical therapists and, you know, doing things.
Yeah, right.
You know, get out of that work place where I'm at because it's so stressful there. I went in
yeah.
there tonight, and I'm around nothing but evil. I mean, it's just crazy there. They don't care. They won't even bring me a chair. I have to take a riding cart, shopping cart, and try to get a chair because I can't sit on the shopping cart all night. The doctor wants me to sit in a chair.
Right.
And these employees, I ask them to help me, and that's like talking to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's sad. They, you know, it's like, this is what I got to put up with every night. And then they cut my hours. So I'm ready, you know, to get up out of there. I told my attorney, let's get this over with where I can start my life over because it's stressful and it's bringing, you know, it's too much on my health.
Right.
And I need to build my health up, get my body back in top physical condition the best, you know, way I can. So I just want to get away from that environment. Because they don't
yeah,
care.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you have
to
take care of you. Yeah, it's not
exactly.
up to them. It's up to you. Yeah.
And that way they won't say, well, I seen Melvin walking down the street. And so I can't do it because they have people watching me. And then they'll say,
mm-hmm.
well, there's nothing wrong with this guy. So once, I mean, you already signed the papers. And their attorney has submitted to the board. And I do believe that I'm going to get my settlement next week. I do believe that. What do you think?
Yeah, that feels right to me. So
yeah, I do believe I'm going to get it. And I do believe that I don't have to, even though I'm scheduled to go to work Monday of next week, do you see me going because of the settlement, everything is over with? Not going, excuse me.
Let's see. I'm seeing that it might be like Wednesday or so. Before it's
okay.
all finalized, so you may be there on Monday.
Okay, that's okay. And I should receive the settlement check maybe Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, I'm hearing 7 to 10 days. So.
Oh yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Well, great. The end is in sight. And then you can move forward with your life. Fantastic.
Yeah. And, I mean, once I file for my disability, like what, like, for instance, if I file next month, when do you see it getting approved for me? Because I have an attorney going to be working on that. Another attorney.
Yeah, that takes a lot more time. That usually takes a year, sometimes more.
But with an attorney,
without an attorney, it takes 5 to 7 years. So with an attorney,
five to seven years.
It can, yes. I've known people who've been working at it for several years, yeah. It's not a fast process. It's not.
But what about, I mean, this is different like from SSI? Is that different from just getting, I'm thinking just filing for my disability, like if SSI,
that's the one that takes so long.
That's the one that takes the long. But
yeah.
Okay. But for Which one don't take the longest?
Well, if you're just trying to get your Social Security, as long as you're the right age, then that's no problem at all. But if you're, what you're going for is the disability, and that is the thing that it usually takes at least a year with an attorney.
We'll see. Okay.
You have to go through a lot of different stages and talk to a lot of different people, and all this medical stuff has to be gotten together, and people have to review it. And it's just not a fast process. It's not meant to be a fast process. So don't expect that to be an overnight kind of thing.
Right.
I haven't talked to anyone who's ever had it happen, you know, more quickly than about a year with an attorney and several years without.
Okay. Well, will I be okay financially until then?
Well, if you keep that in mind, you know, keep your, set yourself up with a budget for at least a year and make sure that you keep enough money for that year, then you should be absolutely fine.
Oh, yeah, I think I'd be okay.
Yeah, I think you will be too.
Yes, ma'am. I think I'll be okay. I thank the Lord really gave me enough to save back and also be able to pay, you know, my basic rent, utilities, and food. Because medication and stuff like that, I get, I'm a Marine, so all that's free.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So, so I just budget.
Yeah,
and don't
just,
tell
you know.
And don't tell
don't
everybody.
Tell everybody you have money. That's right.
Yes, ma'am.
And just take care of yourself.
Right. Well, I'll be glad. I'll really be glad when it's over.
And then you get to start on something new.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hope so. Okay. Well, thank you for your time, Ms. Barbara. You've always been
good.
You're
welcome.
And I thank you a lot. I need to send you something on Facebook or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, have a great day, and don't worry, and just go ahead and take care of the things you need to take care of, okay?
Okay. All right. If you ever hear from D.C., tell her I called in, and I'm mad because I didn't talk to her.
I know. I'm going to have to call her and find out what's up.
Yeah, that's my buddy there now. Yeah.
Mm. Yes,
okay.
She is
thank
a wonderful
you.
Woman. You
oh,
are
yeah.
welcome, Melvin. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Ms. Barbara. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Well, that was the only caller we had with their hand up, and we only have guests in the chat room, so I guess nobody else has any questions or anything. So I am going to go ahead and end the show, and I have no idea where DC is, so now I get to go hunt her down and find out what's up with her. And I just need to check on Facebook, make sure she didn't send me anything. Okay. Well, thank you all so much for listening, and DC and I will be back on Tuesday. So get your questions ready that you want to ask Jesus so you can find out what's going on in your life. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend, and you can also call me tomorrow on my Get the Answers to Life's Questions show. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.